Last time on Left Behind.
Lord God, I ask that you help me make sense of my dream. If it be your will, give me another experience.
I am Gabriel, the announcer.
Oh.
Steel.
Hey, Ray, listen close. North American GC have ID'd the safe house.
How long ago?
I don't know. Ming just told Annie. She's calling Sion. He's got to get out of there.
The latest information we have is that the GC plan to move in sometime within the next 30 minutes. Let me explain the plan. And may God help us.
Based on The Indwelling, the seventh book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 83 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
You see the 10 regional potentates on the platform, and the incredible crowd assembled here in New Babylon in the stifling heat. Here is Supreme Commander Leon Fortunato.
If you will all be seated, please. Nikolai Jetty Carpathia. Excuse me. I can do this. I will do this with your patience. Nikolai Carpathia was born 36 years ago, the only child of two only children, in a tiny hospital in the town of Roman, Romania, in the eastern foothills of the Moldavian Carpathian Mountains. The young Nikolai was a precocious and extremely bright child with avid interests in athletics and academics, primarily languages, history, and science. Before the age of 12, he won his first election as president of the Young Humanists. He was a stellar high school student, a celebrated debater and speaker, and valedictorian, repeating that honor at university. Mr. Carpathia excelled as an entrepreneur and began public service early, becoming a member of Romania's lower parliament before age 25. His Excellency once told me that he believed the zenith of his career, even after becoming president of Romania as a young man, was his invitation to address the United Nations some 3.5 years ago. Little did he know that just prior to his appearance at the General Assembly, the Earth would suffer its greatest calamity, the tragedy we all know now as the Day of the Vanishings. Despairing of the future, regretting the past, we prayed in our own ways to our own gods for someone to take us by the hand and lead us through the minefields of our own making and into the blessedness of hope. How could we have known that our prayers would be answered by one who would prove his own divinity again and again as he humbly, selflessly served, giving of himself, even to the point of death.
Give me a rough layout of the safe house, where it stands and what's around it.
I don't know if you have anything similar in your country, but picture a subdivision, a housing development, maybe 30 years old, that's been tossed into a blender. Roads were ripped up, twisted out of the ground. So many of the homes and businesses in that area were demolished that after rescue efforts, the area was abandoned.
Does anyone live near you?
Best we can determine, no. Not within 3 miles of the place. We took over half of a badly damaged duplex, two homes in one. We expanded a cellar to make an underground hiding place. We have a makeshift well, solar power.
What else is on the property?
About 50 paces from the back door is a garage. Looks more like a barn.
Are there dwellings in the area?
Pretty much piles of rubble that have never been hauled away.
What hides you?
Nobody comes near. except by mistake. There's some trees that survived the earthquake. Lots of open fields beyond the place.
And the usual route from the airstrip takes you into the area from what direction?
Usually from the south. We use different routes to keep from attracting attention.
Miss Leah, if you can, please turn off your lights.
I'll try. It's pretty dark.
Thank you. Now, Captain Steele, your best guess of how the GC would approach the house if they wanted to surprise.
If somebody has some light, I can sketch out the area.
Here's a flashlight.
Thanks. I think they'd come through the trees at the north, moving at this angle. Yeah. Buck, what do you think?
Here, let me take a look. Yeah, that looks about right.
All right, Leah, I realize you're driving in the dark, but at the same time, let's try to get there as quickly as we can.
But I want to give your representatives from every global region the opportunity to express their thoughts before internment in the palace mausoleum. First, we will hear from the United Russian States.
It's ringing.
Yes?
Tion, it's me. We're within half a mile of you. You okay there?
So far. Kenny is still asleep. I'm packed and ready to go and feeling claustrophobic. I want out of this place.
Tion, I'm giving the phone to a friend and new believer, Albie. You've heard me mention him before.
Yes, and he is one of us now?
Yes, thanks to your teaching. He's using the name Marcus Elbaz and posing as a global community peacekeeping deputy commander. Here he is.
Dr. Benjuda.
This is Joan. Yes, Albie?
Sir, I want to get right to business, but I must tell you, I owe you my soul.
Thank you, sir. It appears I may soon owe you my life.
Tell me, have you heard anyone, anything that might tell you the GC are nearby?
I nearly phoned about half an hour ago. It may have been paranoia, but I heard vehicles.
Close?
Not very, but they were north of here. What frightened me was that they were intermittent.
Meaning?
Starting, stopping, moving. I didn't know what to make of it.
You don't usually hear cars or trucks?
Correct.
And you've heard nothing since?
Nothing.
Do you recognize the sound of a Land Rover? I mean, could you confidently distinguish it from, say, a GC Jeep?
I believe I could.
All right. If in the next 15 minutes you hear what sounds like the Land Rover, it will be us. Any other noises or sounds, please let us know immediately.
Reverence for His Excellency, the Supreme Potentate, has only increased in his death. I worshipped his leadership, his vision, his policies. And now I worship the man himself. May his fame and legend and glory only grow.
That the good man comes back, he has a higher level. And thus, that a bright star like Nikolai Carpathia would be guaranteed the role of a Brahmin. He himself taught us, with his brilliant vision for a one-world faith, that even such traditional religious views have lost their currency. Even those who have come to believe that when you are dead,
it falls to me to express the sentiments of my people. Please accept our sincerest condolences to the leadership of the global community and to those of you who loved the deceased. The United African States opposes violence and deplores this senseless act by a misguided individual ignorantly believing what has been spoon-fed him and millions of others.
Rayford, come with me. Leah, watch for my signal. If I wave, proceed slowly. Lights off.
Got it.
If I signal again, stand by for instructions, but be prepared to come fast. Lights on, and be sure not to run us over.
I'm coming with you. My baby's in there, and if we meet the GC, I want in on it.
Very well. Three is better anyway.
Transcends human existence. I am pleased to report that the image you see to my left, though larger than life, is an exact replica of Nikolai Carpathia, worthy of your reverence. Yes, worthy of your worship. Should you feel inclined to bow to the image after paying your respects, feel free. Bow, pray, sing, do whatever you wish to express your heart. And believe, believe, people, that Nikolai Carpathia is indeed here in spirit and accepts your praise and worship. Let me ask the main television camera to come close in on my face. Those close enough can look into my eyes. Those in remote areas may look into my eyes on the screen. Today, I am instituting a new global faith which shall have as its object of worship this image, which represents the very spirit of Nikolai Carpathia. As your new ruler, it is only fair for me to tell you that there is no option as it pertains to worshiping the image and spirit of Nikolai Carpathia. He is not only a part of our new religion, but he is also its centerpiece. Indeed, he has become and forever shall be our religion. Now, before you bow toward the image, let me impress upon your mind the consequences of disobeying such an edict.
I am the Lord your God, who sits high above the heavens. There is none like me. Worship God, beware!
Fear not. Lift your eyes to the heavens. See the image. Charged with the responsibility of ensuring compliance with the worship of your God, I have also been imbued with powers. Please, stand. I call on the power of my Most High God to prove that you rule from heaven. Burn to death those who would oppose me, those who would deny your deity, those who would subvert and plot and scheme to take my rightful place as his spokesman. I pray you will do this, O God, even at this moment. Gentlemen, you who have sworn your allegiance to the global community as its potentates, there are traitors among you. You shall not succeed. You shall burn! Faithful patriots, these three potentates were not of us. Take heart. The global community shall prevail. We shall reach our goal of utopian living, harmony, love, and tolerance of all but those who refuse to worship the image of the man we esteem and glorify today. Now, I invite you to come and worship. Come and worship. Worship your God and your King.
I hear vehicles coming steadily from the north.
All right, stay there. We're moving in from the south.
What is it?
Sion hears engine noises again. Coming from the north, only steady this time, advancing.
Let's go.
Wait. We're going to beat the vehicles to the safe house on foot, but there may already be GC in place at the house. Stay a step or two behind me and be ready to run to the rover.
Yeah.
Leah, give us 90 seconds, then come up fast with your lights on. Stay to the west of us so you don't run us over and stop as close to the garage as you can. Remain in the vehicle with the lights on, even if you see GC Jeeps coming from the north.
Okay, I'll give it my best shot.
All right, let's go.
The barricades have been removed to allow the people to again view the potentate's body. And yet, no one is moving.
Sir, the people seem, how do you say, unable to continue with...
How insensitive. The ashes. Please, someone get a broom up here. Gentlemen, if you would kindly move to this side of the stage, I think I can take care of this minor problem. No, son, please. Give me that. Allow me. I praise your power and your glory, You have vanquished your enemies with one blast of fire from the cloudless heaven. Yours is the victory. Come, gentlemen, rejoin me. Friends, continue now. You have nothing to fear.
It looks like two.
No, three. The third jeep is behind.
Okay, I see it. About half a mile. Come, we must hurry. Closer to me now, Captain Steele. Mm. Chloe, you too. Closer.
Here comes Leo.
Is this the garage?
Yeah.
The GC are separating. What's that about?
All right. Hold. Hold and maintain position.
We're kind of vulnerable here, Albie.
Deputy Commander Abbas, Mr. Berry. And you have ceded command to me, have you not?
Temporarily.
Hold. Hold.
We're targets here.
Hold.
I don't feel good about this.
Stay where you are. Trust me.
I wish I could, Deputy Commander. They have clear shots at us while they're protected by trees in the house.
Silence, Mr. Berry. We are outmanned 12 to 3.
How do you know that?
And unless one of you is packing, we are out on 12 to 1.
So what? We're surrendering? I'll die first.
You might if you don't let me handle this.
You've led us into the biggest trap we could ever imagine, Albie.
You don't trust me?
We could be in a GC prison within the half hour or dead in 2 minutes.
Here he comes.
The line is moving again, but still, some are tentative with the magnificent sculpture of the potentate Carpathia putting out more black smoke. I don't know the actual temperature here in New Babylon today, but I can tell you that the heat is oppressive. Just a minute, there's something happening now. The image of Carpathia is, it's moving, swaying back and forth. I don't know if this is part of the program. Now, smoke is gushing from the eyes and the mouth. There's a sense of panic now as the statue is glowing now? Red hot. Perhaps the furnace is malfunctioning. The smoke is rising. It's actually getting dark here in the courtyard as the smoke blocks the sun. I don't think this was planned.
Fear not and flee not. Flee not, or you shall surely die.
That, if I'm not mistaken, was the voice of the potentate emanating from the statue. It's lightning! Deadly lightning bolts are shooting from the... This is like nothing I've ever seen!
This is Christopher, Sector 5 Fleet. We've got a problem. People are going crazy.
Help me, please!
I need backup!
Stop him, please!
Stay where you are, ma'am! I'm coming! Don't panic! You're trampling people!
What's happening?
This is awful. The people are... The ones who run, as you can see, are being struck by lightning and killed on the spot.
Be silent! Flee not! Flee not! And behold!
I don't want to talk. I've never seen anything like this. The smoke is churning. Black clouds with deep red and purple colors.
Peace upon your Lord God. There.
Let's get Kenny and go.
It's too late.
Global Community Squadron Leader, show and identify yourself. I am GC Deputy Commander Marcus Elbaz, and that is an order.
I have 11 peacekeepers with weapons trained on you, sir. I'll need to see some identification.
Fair enough. But be prepared with your own, as I am your superior officer.
I suggest we meet on your side of the house with weapons holstered.
Agreed.
And your aides?
Same as yours, sir. Weapons trained on you. I'm reaching for my papers now.
As am I. I apologize for the confusion, Deputy Commander. Do I know you?
You should, Datilo. I likely taught you. Where did you train?
Baltimore. At Basalt, sir.
Basalt. I see. I only guest lectured there. I was at Chesapeake.
Yes, sir.
Squadron Leader Datilo, may I ask what you are doing here?
We were led to believe this was the headquarters of a Judahite faction, maybe even the central headquarters. Our orders were to provide surveillance, then lay siege to it, apprehend any occupants, determine the whereabouts and identities of any others, and destroy the facility.
Where did these orders come from?
I assumed New Babylon, sir.
Did you check them with the regional director?
No, sir, I...
Datilo, do you know what time it is?
Sir?
Is my accent too thick for you?
No, sir.
Do you know what time it is?
It's 0430.
0430. Does that mean anything to you?
Mean anything, sir?
Listen to me, Datilo. I'm going to resist the temptation to inform North American States Midwest Regional Director Sullivan that you did not check orders through him before proceeding. And I'm even going to give you a pass on your unbelievable lack of awareness of the time zone differences between North America and the Carpathian States. I ask you again, what is the significance of 0430 hours?
I beg your pardon, Deputy Commander, and I do appreciate your lenience on the other matters, but, sir, I'm drawing a complete blank on the time issue.
Did you or did you not sit in on any of my guest lectures at Basalt?
I honestly don't recall, sir.
Then you didn't, because you wouldn't have forgotten. And you would know what time it is in New Babylon when it is 0430 in your part of the world.
Well, if you mean do I know the time difference, yes, sir, I do.
All right. I'm listening.
At this time of the year, there's a 9-hour time difference.
Very good. What time does that make it in New Babylon right now?
Let's see. They're later than we are, so it's 1350 hours.
What is today, Squadron Leader?
Saturday, sir.
It's after midnight, officer.
Oh, my apologies. It's Sunday morning already.
Which makes it what in New Babylon?
Sunday afternoon.
It's Sunday afternoon in New Babylon, Datilo. Ring any bells?
The funeral.
Ding, 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 ding. Datilo hits the jackpot. You're aware of the moratorium on combat-related activity anywhere in the world during the funeral, are you not?
Yes, sir.
And every GC directive requires CPR, correct?
Concrete peacekeeping reasoning, yes, sir.
And the CPR behind this directive?
That no untoward publicity crowd out the funeral as the top news story.
There you go. Now, Datilo, you and your people are going to evacuate this area. You may return at 1000 hours and torch this place if I leave it standing. My people and I were onto this location long before you were. And we have already apprehended the occupants and evacuated the building. I have a crew here to comb the residence for evidence, and we should be finished by dawn. Do not return until 1000. Have I made myself clear?
Yes, sir. Any way my people and I can assist, sir?
Only by following my orders and leaving now. And I'll make a deal with you, son. You don't tell your superiors of the serious mistakes you made this morning, and I won't either.
I appreciate that, sir.
I know you do. Now move out.
Statue that once spewed dense black smoke and rumbled with the intensity of an earthquake is now silent. A small patch of light, almost like a spotlight, is shining on the potentate's glass coffin as the peak. Wait. My eyes must be playing tricks, but... No, there! It happened again. Or someone in there moving. Can we get a close-up of the body? Oh, okay, there, zoom. Zoom in on his... If I'm not mistaken, right there, did you see that? His hand moved. Nikolai Carpathia's hand just... Now his whole body. It can't be, but it is.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Indwelling by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.